Let's talk a little bit about the Michigan State basketball schedule.
And how tough is it, Jack?
It's about as tough as you could get. I mean, if you look at, first of all, you're playing in a stacked Maui Invitational. So you've got a game with UConn looming, not a football game with UConn. We're talking about a basketball
That's
game.
That's tough
and
enough.
Then a game with Kentucky. All right. And then you've got Texas, and you've got Syracuse in Madison Square Garden. You've got a 10 o'clock game with South Carolina, which is the feature game on this 24 hours of hoops that they're doing. And then you got Duke in the ACC Big Ten Challenge.
So now you're going back to about 3 or 4 years ago when the schedule was probably too tough.
Well, let's bring in Draymond Green, Michigan State junior forward. I don't think the schedule
Speaking
could be
tough.
Too tough for him. Hello, Day-Day. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Just fine. We should mention, a lot of people have made note of it, that Draymond Green helped us with a back page column in Sport Magazine.
Didn't know that.
And a lot of people suggested he was a better writer than the people already on our staff. So I said, that's all right. He was also the best basketball player we've ever had write in.
He's a great communicator.
Yeah, and a great leader. And Sporting News College Basketball came out with Michigan State ranked number one in the country. And we have preseason projections. I had a chance to do this piece, and we have to rank the best players, the best freshman, the best NBA prospect, best athlete, best under pressure, best leader and best interview. The only guy who was mentioned twice was Draymond Green. And if you have a chance to see Draymond, you haven't seen him since the end of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah,
but I saw him at the Moneyball Pro-Am tournament. How much weight have you lost, Draymond?
I lost about 15 pounds this summer.
Wow. And you know, so Draymond, I still go back to your senior year at Saginaw High over at the Brez, and obviously you had a great game and you had a great high school career, but where you've gone from that point as far as slimming down, getting quicker, how is all that accomplished?
It was just hard work, just day in and day out doing extra cardio and extra running and all those different things on top of all the workouts that we were already doing with our team. And just changing my eating habits was a big part of it as well.
You know, Sean Respert was the first college player to kiss the S on his senior day.
Mm-hmm.
Draymond Green got a head start, and he did it in high school.
Yeah, I remember
coming out after championships.
That's right.
Talk a little bit about this year's team, and what is it that's going to push this team one step further and get you to the national championship? A Big Ten title obviously isn't enough anymore.
That's how I go. You know, we've been back to the Final Four two straight years, and we've had two Big Ten championships, and we're just trying to figure out what we have to do to, take it to that next level and just finish the job out and get the national championship. So we've taken a look at everything, whether it was on the court or if it was off the court or whether it was us guys bonding even more. We've just been trying to just do everything that we possibly can just to get us over that hump.
You've had open gym. You've had a lot of chances to watch these guys. You've seen the new guys come in a little bit and gotten a little look at them. What's going to surprise Michigan State fans this year, Draymond?
I'm not sure. I don't think we can surprise them that much anymore because so much is expected. So it's kind of hard to have any surprises. But I know we're going to work hard and give them everything they can handle and more.
Hey, Draymond, I want to talk to you about your leadership skills, which I'm just marveled at. I mean, last year, sophomore, you're captain of the team. I mean, you have seniors on the team. How challenging is that to be when you're pointed at for leadership and you've only been in the program a couple of years? Talk about that, if you could, a little bit with us.
It was very challenging, the guys helped me out with it as well and the coaching staff. And but that was just the way I was brought up. My mom always taught me to be a leader and not a follower. And, coming through Saginaw High School with Coach Dawkins, he always made me lead. And if I wasn't leading, I was put out of practice. And, just a lot of those different things to just help me grow as a person and as a leader and as a basketball player. And those were just the things that helped me make it through last year.
Draymond, how old were you when you gave that Martin Luther King I Have a Dream speech in school that we've heard about?
I was 6 years old.
6 years old.
Wow.
Public speaking is
imagine
a tough
that. Thing. You know, I was talking to Gregory Kelser about this, Draymond. I said, you know, when you came up, I'm speaking about Kelser here, you weren't a great outside shooter. And then you became a very, very dangerous outside shooter, added that component to your game, and then you became a complete player and an All-American. And the three-point shot was something that was missing in your game, but I know you've worked on it. I saw you hit one of those over at Sexton at the Moneyball competition. How is your three-point shooting now?
It's getting a lot better. You know, I'm just working on it each and every day, you know, getting extra shots set. You know, and it's coming along well. Like, you know, I never really had a bad shot. It was just more so I'm getting a lot of reps up, just getting constant repetition. And I've just been getting a lot of reps up throughout the summer.
Draymond, talk about some of these incoming freshman standouts we have coming in that, you know, the Keep Applings of the world. I mean, what kind of role are you taking them under your wing and making sure they make that transition into Big Ten, you know, caliber basketball now?
Oh, I mean, you know, it's going to be tough. I mean, you know, nothing's easy. So coming into college, no matter if you're All-American or not, you have to make a transition. And I think those guys are doing a great job. You know, they're working hard each and every day. And so you can't fault them for that. And, you know, they've been looking good throughout the summer, you know, in open gyms. Him, Alex Garner, Adrian Payne, and now we're just looking forward to Russell Bird getting back on the court. And we think those guys can help us out a lot.
Michigan State junior forward Draymond Green, our guest on the Jack and Tom Show. You know, Draymond, it's such a fine line between winning and losing sometimes. And you can lose an early round game in the NCAA, and everyone's got a sour taste in their mouth. And if the right things happen, then you're heroes. I go back to that game that you guys played against Maryland. And you had a tremendously heady play at the end of that game. And it was almost really heady because the pass almost hit Delvon Rowe in the head.
Yes.
But can you take us through that play that led up to Corey Lucius's game-winning jumper?
Oh, I mean, you know, I got the ball. Delvon took the ball out, and I just ran to the ball. Like, just give me the ball. And he passed it to me, and I pushed it up. And I was actually going to look to score. And Corey yelled my name about six times. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to pass him the ball. And when I passed it to him, I'm like, he better make this shot. And once I gave it up to him, I knew he would knock it down.
Did you know how close that was to hitting Delvon if he hadn't ducked?
No, I didn't. I saw him duck during the play, but when I went back and watched it on film, I was like, oh, wow.
Well, that was one of the wilder celebrations, and I think that was a coming-out party for Darrell Summers. Expect him to have a big senior year, and look for Draymond Green to be an even better player this year. He could always rebound. He's a point forward the way he passes the ball, Tom.
Right. And Draymond, you're still a long ways away from October 15th, but take us through, you know, how that builds up and when you get in October and practice is open. I mean, are you open gyms a lot more intense?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, from now on, open gyms are going to be more intense. You know, just getting closer and closer to the season, it gives guys more motivated and gives us more to look forward to. I mean, they're going to pick up now, and everybody's just ready to get the season on the road.
Well, they better be ready. You're playing four teams that were ranked number one at some point last year.
It's amazing.
So, you know, they say that which doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I think Michigan State's schedule is proof of that. Draymond, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right. We'll be right back with our final segment. 393-3700, 393-3700, The Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.